Topic number 14, communication. It is act of passing informations with each other. It requires feedback. We have two basic types of communication. 1. Verbal. Verbal communication is spoken language, which is often spontaneous. The spoken word is usually face-to-face, which may allow the speaker to ask questions. In verbal communication we can use tension, tone and the modulation of the voice to express different meanings. Spoken language can also include laughter, signs and long expressive pauses to produce additional meaning. When something has been said, it cannot be taken back. 2. Nonverbal. Nonverbal is written communication. It requires more thought and planning, and is often expressed in rather more format terms. The ideas are more structured and better organized with suitable examples included. Written words can be read several times, which helps their understanding. Written communications is one way, and the reader is not usually able to make immediate response to the writer, to ask for more explanations or further examples. Written language does not allow the reader to fully appreciate the feelings and attitudes of the writer at first hand, as the spoken word does. Writing is a better form of communication for recording facts and ideas. There are two means of communication. 1. Auditory means. It includes speaking, singing, tone of voice, modulation of voice and so on. 2. Physical means. It contains body language, facial expressions, eye contact, touch, writing and so on. We have six dimensions of communication. 1. Content. What is communicated? 2. Source. By whom it is communicated? 3. Form. How we communicate? 4. Channel. Which medium we use? 5. Destination. To whom it is communicated? 6. Purpose. Why it is communicated? There are two types of communication. 1. Interpersonal communication. It is communication with other people. 2. Intrapersonal communication. It is communication with oneself. It contains thoughts. 3. Semiotic rules. 1. Syntactic. Its formal properties of signs and symbols. 2. Pragmatic. Its relation between signs or expressions and their user. 3. Semantic. It's connected with meaning. Its relation between signs and symbols and what they represent. Process of communication. 1. Image. For example, I see a tree in a garden. 2. Codifying that image. I know that image I see in a garden is called a tree. 3. Transmission. I pass information that I see tree to other person. 4. Decodifying. He knows what word tree means, so he is able to imagine a picture of a tree. But his picture of a tree don't have to be same like real tree that I saw. Everybody has little bit different perspective about what words mean. If we want to communicate properly, we need to know signs and symbols of particular medium. For example, in Europe, if you tap your index finger on your temple, it means a sign of stupidity, but in Arabic countries you touch the lower eyelid with the tip of the index finger. The thumbs up sign in England is a positive sign of success, whereas in Australia it's rather insulting. Dividing of language. 1. Morphology. 2. Syntax. 3. Lexema. It contains words and sentences. All of these three parts are verbal communication. We also have sign language, or Morse code. Morse code has its dots and dashes. Interaction is kind of relation. Interaction is always happening, but communication don't.